years after America's women first won the right to vote.
This woman has never been satisfied with the status quo in anything. She always wants to move the ball forward.
When women succeed, America succeeds.
Hillary Clinton isn't afraid to say that Black lives matter. It takes grit and it takes grace.
I am here with Hillary Clinton because she is a leader and a mother.
And I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
If there are any little girls out there who stayed up late to watch, I may become the first woman president, but one of you is next.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And the roll call made it official yesterday. Hillary Clinton is the Democratic Party's choice for the White House. Clinton Kane versus Trump Pence from now until November. But last night was the return of former President Bill Clinton, who seemed to be enthusiastic enough about becoming first gentleman that he gave an unprecedented speech in which he didn't talk about himself at all, recited no statistics, and insisted that his wife was his better half by far, and seemed to imply that her presidency would be far more historic than his was. Hillary's a natural, he told a rapt hall in Philadelphia.
You could drop her into any trouble spot. Pick one. Come back in a month, and somehow, some way, she will have made it better. That is just who she is.
With his Arkansas Bubba voice in top form, his performance underscored how much Hillary Clinton has to project her own version of warmth, smarts, and problem-solving leadership as this campaign begins in earnest and when she addresses the convention on Thursday night. Was it nostalgia, Todd Zwillick, or fresh energy that Bill Clinton brought to Philadelphia last night?
No, John, I think what Bill Clinton was trying to bring to the stage was his best defense and his best case for Hillary Clinton's presidency. This was part of an ongoing theme of yesterday's convention, trying to show a more kind, more sensitive, and frankly, a more human side of Hillary Clinton for the public, most of whom have probably formed opinions about Hillary long ago. But John, even before it got to that point with Bill Clinton, another bid for unity at this convention, and the Democrats' best salesman for that is Bernie Sanders himself. Here he was at the end of the roll call vote of the states that nominated Hillary. Listen.
I move that the convention suspend the procedural rules. I move that all votes cast by delegates be reflected in the official record. And I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
Sounds pretty unified there.
Yeah, it might, John, but just after this moment, the thing that Ted Cruz supporters last week in Cleveland threatened but never delivered on, a walkout of Sanders supporters, 200 or so, not all of them, they left the hall and staged a protest in one of the media centers nearby. Jonathan Holt is a delegate from California, and when we talked, his voice was completely shot. There's been a lot of shouting going on this week.
It's hurting a lot. But it was well worth it. I raised a little hell here yesterday. We were quite loud.
It seems to me Delegate Holt's voice is an indication of where the Bernie Sanders cause sits at this point. It's played out.
John, for most of them, it probably is. Holt says his chief concern, he wants to hear Hillary, in her own words, explain how she'll effectuate the deals that she's reached with Sanders. But Holt actually thinks it might be too late for that.
The fact is that Hillary Clinton has the lowest favorability rating of any Democratic candidate in history. Unfortunately, Senator Sanders can no longer bring those people back, and they will not come back for Secretary Clinton.
It's early to be making a charge like that. What's the evidence?
Yeah, it is early, and this was the key part of Bill Clinton's pitch last night to give Democratic voters a new reason to either feel like they can vote for Hillary, if not trust her completely. It is unclear if there's evidence, John, for what Jonathan Holt really said there. There's a new Pew poll out. They've been tracking the views of Sanders supporters, and that poll now suggests that as many as 90% of those Sanders supporters are accruing to Hillary Clinton. That's almost exactly the same number of Clinton supporters that eventually went to Barack Obama after their bitter primary in 2008. John, Tessa Sheehan is a big Bernie supporter from Missouri who's actually come around to the idea that Sanders has won concessions here and that voting Green Party or some other party right now probably isn't in her interest as a progressive. We had a chat on the subway headed down to the convention.
Right now isn't the time. If we need to go that route, there's people out there. There's people. There's the United Progressive Party. There's the Green Party. There's the labor movement. And they should be a threat to the Democratic Party. I mean, you see it. You know the numbers. But this is also a grieving process. And I think that Bernie and Bernie's followers are going to realize that the best progressive movement is going to be within the party at this point. Let's do what we can, see what we can get done within the party for now.
Is there any evidence that the disgruntled Bernie voters, along with the libertarians, can produce another situation like in 2000 with Al Gore and George W. Bush?
John, there's no evidence of it inside the convention hall because this is a tiny fishbowl microcosm of activists. Doesn't tell you a whole lot of voters nationwide and how they'll behave. But I can tell you something important about delegates in the room. Look, last week with the Cruz supporters in Cleveland, the big question was, will they work for this candidate? Can they be won over not only to vote for Donald Trump, but to do some work for Donald Trump? And in many cases, the answer was no. But delegate after delegate that we talked to for Bernie say they won't be won over before they've heard from Hillary Clinton herself this week. They want to know that the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal is dead for good, not just for this year. Frankly, John, trust is low. They want to know they're not going to be left twisting in the wind with Hillary. Sanjay Patel is a delegate from Florida.
I think it has to be Hillary. You know, all of the other people who've spoken, I respect all of them, but nothing they say is going to convince me that, you know, ultimately she's earned my vote. And again, I don't want this to be about picking the lesser of two evils. I've heard that a lot. I want to be inspired about my candidate.
And John, I talked with Paul Huntley from California, who says he's skeptical and he also needs to hear directly from Hillary Clinton.
I have seen her on many sides of a lot of issues, and I'm wondering where she lands. To start with, you know, we have the most progressive Democratic platform in history. I'm waiting to hear her commitment to those ideals in policy. It is significantly to the left of her campaign positions, and I want to hear the commitment from her.
So, Todd, will President Obama start that mission for Hillary Clinton when he addresses the convention tonight?
He's certainly going to try, President Obama, on that stage tonight. It's a big moment for Democrats who are perhaps cool on Hillary's candidacy for their standard bearer. He'll do what he's often done, remind them of why they got so excited for him in 08 and in 2012, and try to reassure them that Hillary's worth their strong support. But the real test, John, at least the real test for the delegates here, Thursday. You know, John, remember one of the Clinton campaign slogans back before Hillary declared was ready for Hillary, right? Well, a lot of these delegates aren't ready for Hillary yet. They're waiting for Hillary. And it seems like this time it matters.
President Obama speaking tonight. And the question is, the stakes rise on Thursday for Hillary Clinton. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent on the ground there in Philadelphia all week for us here at the Takeaway. Thanks so much, Todd.
You got it, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.